This may not surprise you, but maybe you can relate to what happened to Liv the Web Girl. 317-239-1009. Liv, I don't know if you told Alex yet, but I'm just hearing secondhand. You went on vacation, we did for the holiday, and you somehow with your girlfriends got kicked out of a place. Was it a restaurant, a bar?
It was like a rooftop, and it was one of the restaurants slash bars on the whole rooftop.
Okay, what can you be doing? Were you just that drunk that you get kicked out of a bar?
I mean, drinks were definitely included in it, and it was during the daytime, which was pretty bad, so we all went out to brunch. Obviously, we were having some rosé, some mimosas,
Yes, honey.
And we did pregame the brunch too while we were getting ready. So we were all really feeling ourselves. And this bug crawled into my friend and she starts freaking out. Well, she's drunk. And so she doesn't realize that her Scooby snack is popped out of her dress.
Hold on. Okay, I'm sorry. I have an idea, but... are we talking one item or these two?
There's two Scooby snacks,
Only one popped out,
But only one Scooby snack was popped out of her dress she was like kind of freaking out all over the place, and we didn't realize it because we were all like pretty tipsy.
Yeah.
And so then finally the waitress and bartender comes over and kicks us out. And what's really awkward about this is it was probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There were families all over the place.
Oh,
there were kids everywhere. And like, I think we were probably like the only ones that were like that lit.
Probably.
We had no idea that it had happened. So we had to leave. Unfortunately, we had to leave.
317-239-1009. Let's hear about those wardrobe malfunctions. Liv's friend accidentally had her Scooby snack, one of them, pop out.
Can we please make a thing on this show? Anytime we ever talk about that, we always call it a Scooby snack because that's insanely amazing.
Scooby snacks, because I'm thinking as a guy, if you're talking about, that girl's Scooby snack, I think it's...
Yeah, but she said one of them popped out, then you would know.
Okay.
That's why. But yeah, Scooby snacks.
I'm fine with that.
It's fabulous.
I'm a big fan. Like, I love me some Scooby snacks. They're my favorite. I didn't have my Scooby snacks pop out, but I did have a time where I wasn't wearing underwear and I ripped my crotch. Now, nobody saw my Frankenbeans. But like, I had to go home immediately because somebody might have seen my Frankenbeans.
Oh, I'm so nervous about that happening.
I feel like this is the biggest thing. If we get calls from you, it's going to be about like, yeah, your Scooby snacks popped out. Because just being a woman, I feel like there's constantly, if you're in motion, there's a problem. Now, I have to ask Alex, I assume you haven't had a Scooby snack problem, but have you had any kind of a wardrobe malfunction, something that just went embarrassingly wrong?
Luckily, I have not. Ever. So hopefully I can keep it that way.
Now, Liv the Web Girl, you didn't mention this, but have you ever had a problem? Your friend obviously did. Her Scooby snacks popped out. But what about you?
I one time was at my parents' house and it was after my niece's baptism. So all of my brother-in-law's extended family was over and our family was over and I was wearing this dress. And I forgot to pack underwear, so I wasn't wearing underwear with this dress.
Oh, no.
And I was holding my niece, and she loves when I spin her.
Oh, my gosh.
So I spun her around really quick, and I kind of had a flowy dress, and my dress came up, and I'm pretty sure every single person there saw my genie. Yeah. I literally have never been that embarrassed in my entire life.
That is probably the worst thing. I can't. The secondhand embarrassment that I'm feeling just from that story alone makes me cringe.
Yeah. I went into my room and hid.
I would too, because it's like one thing if it's random people, but if like grandpa sees your genie, like, oh God, like, how do I explain that one to anybody?
My biggest fear is just, you know, having somebody come in my house while I'm showering or something, and then I'm murdered while I'm naked, and then my parents have to find my naked body. That's like the worst thing that could ever happen to me.
I think the murder would be the worst part first.
I would actually, the murder isn't the worst part. It's my parents seeing me naked.
Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram.